It has been a depressing week for readers of the Evening News. There has been a story running all week following the murder of a young mother in Norwich. And there have been stories about drugs and prostitution in the Rosary Road area of Norwich, a drugs ring in Cowgate in Norwich, vandalism in Chapelfield Gardens, fraudsters targeting Norfolk Company Wilco, and people smuggling by air into Seething Airfield. So here is this week's grim selection of crime stories.
Mum of two, Kerry McCauley, posted on social media that she was going into 2017 as strong as I've ever been in the days before her death. The 32-year-old, who leaves behind two young sons, was found dead at her home in Southall's Way, Norwich, on Sunday evening. Taking to her Facebook page on Christmas Day, she wrote, "We might not have had the greatest couple of months, and although I've not much felt in the Christmas spirit and it's all had to be the last minute, I'm on the mend and I've managed to pull it all together for my babies, because that's what mums do. I'm ready to start my 2017 as strong as I've ever been. Happy Christmas, everyone." Alongside the message, she shared a photo of her son's Christmas presents under a tree. But tragically, Ms. McCauley was found dead in her home just days later. A Home Office post-mortem examination which took place was inconclusive. Her former partner, Joe Story, 26, has been charged with her murder and is due to appear at Norwich Crown Court.
Drugs were seized as part of an ongoing crackdown into drugs and prostitution around the Rosary Road area of Norwich. Norfolk Police's Sergeant Mark Shepherd said that after acting on information from the public, police arrested one male who has been street bailed to attend Wyndham Police Investigation Centre. A quantity of herbal cannabis has been seized. "I would like to thank the public for this information. The residents and community of Rosary Road are fed up with the drugs and prostitution that is affecting this area. With the help of the public, our policing operation is ongoing. The public and the police won't tolerate it any further." It comes after Sergeant Shepherd vowed to increase patrols around Rosary Road after residents held a public meeting to express their concerns for the area.
Three further arrests have been made as police continue what they have called a zero-tolerance approach to drug dealing in the county. Officers were conducting unrelated inquiries in Norwich and attended a property in Cowgate. They found evidence of significant dealing, and as a result of searches inside, they discovered an estimated 400 wraps of Class A drugs, thought to be heroin and cocaine, and around 2,000 in cash was seized. A man in his 30s from the North Waltham area, a man in his mid-40s from the Norwich area, and a boy in mid-teens from the London area were arrested in connection with the find. The man in his 30s, arrested on suspicion of possession of Class A drugs and possession of Class A drugs with intent to supply, was bailed until March the 6th. The man in his mid-40s, arrested on suspicion of possession with intent to supply Class A drugs, was again bailed until March the 6th. The teenage boy, arrested on suspicion of possession of Class A drugs with intent to supply, was given conditional bail until March the 6th. He was also placed into a police protection order due to his vulnerability.
Live band concerts, fun fairs, eclectic arts festival shows and stand-up comedy are just some of the events hosted by Chapelfield Gardens in Norwich. Opened in 1880 as a pleasure garden, it now features plenty of grass for dogs to run around on and people to enjoy picnics, a children's play area, a restaurant and an ice cream kiosk. But because of its central location, it does attract some vandalism and antisocial behaviour, including groups of people drinking and homeless people using the bandstand and grass areas as places to sleep, according to City Councillor Martin Schmierer. Mr. Schmierer, who represents the Chapelfield Gardens area, said antisocial incidents were not common, but said residents did raise concerns about the issue. It has also been the venue for the Norfolk and Norwich Festival Adnam Spiegeltent since 2009, which hosts various artistic events. And for the past 19 years, the bandstand has been the venue of free band concerts featuring local groups. Norwich City Council spokesman said, "Chapelfield Gardens is a green gem in the heart of the city that Norwich can be really proud of. It plays host to an impressive number and variety of events organised both by the council and other groups. Perhaps what makes it even more of a local favourite is the offer of somewhere quiet and calm to relax."
Fraudsters have been placing fake orders to use the details of car parts store, Wilco, to get thousands of pounds worth of goods. The company, which has stores across Norfolk and Suffolk, said two suppliers have lost €22,000 by shipping to a company pretending to be Wilco. Wilco Managing Director Richard Shortis said in November they were contacted by a supplier in the Netherlands who said they had received an order from Wilco, who they already supplied. In this case, they checked with Wilco first and did not ship the goods. But in a second case, Wilco was contacted by a supplier in Belgium who invoiced them for €7,000 worth of car parts, despite them never ordering the parts. The email to the Belgian supplier ordering the parts used Wilco's logo and address. Wilco then received an invoice for the money. Action Fraud estimates 675,000 businesses had fallen victim to a fake invoice fraud at some point in their trading history. They warned that fraudsters could trick firms into losing money by pretending to represent a more established business. To avoid this, they urge firms to check the details of the company they are dealing with to make sure they really are that company.
A judge warned that Norfolk's network of isolated wartime airfields made it a vulnerable target for people smugglers after he jailed a pilot for 6 years for smuggling illegal immigrants into Seething Airfield. Following a tip-off, Border Force officers were staking out the airfield when they caught Algirdas Barteska, aged 61, dropping off a man, a woman and a five-year-old child from Albania at the private member's airfield. As he started to taxi back towards the runway, two Border Force officers ran after the plane and banged on the side to get him to stop and then arrested him. Norwich Crown Court heard how Mr. Barteska was hired by a mysterious Finnish businessman to fly the three illegal immigrants over from Dinslaken, Germany, and was paid €5,000 in cash. Barteska was meant to land at Nottingham, but instead turned off the aircraft transponder used to identify his plane to air traffic control radar and diverted the Cessna plane to the isolated airfield at Seething to drop off the three passengers. Barteska will be considered for deportation at the end of his sentence, and the cash and the plane worth about £20,000 have been seized.
Now we come to our first feature for this week. Nicholas Carding, Evening News health correspondent, wrote this week about the hospital ward in your home. Here is Francis Pierce to read Nicholas Carding's article about this new Norwich initiative.